好信息。
This month we have a series of preaching topics.
叫做基督宣教心。
It's the missionary heart of the Christ.
今天我们要来看基督的使命和他的应许。
We are going to look at his mission and his promise today.
那么首先我还是请弟兄姊妹我们一起起立来攻读圣经主的话语。
Please stand up, we read the scriptures.
因为时间的关系我们不都读请大家只读18节和19节我们先用中文再用英文。
We are going to read verse 18 and 19. We read Chinese first and then English.
路加福音四章十八到十九节，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。报告神悦纳人的喜年。 Now let's read in English.
Luke 4:18-19.
Let's read it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to sightand liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Please be seated.
请坐。
求神祝福每一位攻读他话语的人。
May God bless all people who read his scriptures.
先问大家一个问题，这个问题是问我们大人了。
First question, and this question is for adults.
基督徒为什么庆祝圣诞节？
Why do Christians celebrate Christmas?
刚刚我们讲到耶稣基督是这个季节唯一的原因。
We talk about that Jesus Christ, the reason for the season.
但是今天我们基督徒若是不小心，我们就在跟世俗上的人一样在庆祝圣诞节。
So if we Christians not careful, then we are the same as ordinary people, the way they celebrate Christmas.
我们先讲我们不是为什么庆祝圣诞节啊。
Let's talk about why we're not celebrating.
首先第一个，我们不是为了所谓的派对和狂欢。
We're not celebrating for party or indulgence.
最近我们跟有朋友传福音。
Recently we want to talk Christ to our friends.
他说在他来的那个背景当中，在日本。
Well, in his background, he came from Japan.
但那里基本上都是无神论者。
Almost everyone is
atheist. 都是这个民间宗教那些的迷信 superstition.
They all believe in the superstition from the culture.
但是在那里很多人过圣诞节。
But a lot of people celebrate Christmas.
他说对他的这个印象理解，圣诞节就是开 party 狂欢喝酒。
To him, Christmas is a season for party and drink and indulgence.
弟兄姊妹请一定注意。
Brother and sister, pay attention.
圣诞。
Christmas.
有一个 holy 神圣的圣字在里面，对吗？
There is a word meaning holy.
和狂欢完全不沾边的。
It's not related at all to indulgence.
说圣诞狂欢，这是对神的亵渎。
If we say indulgence during Christmas is irrespect to God.
第二点，基督徒庆祝圣诞节也不只是为了购物和礼物。
We Christians celebrate Christmas not just for shopping or gifts.
你说在圣诞的季节，我们去买一些的东西做点 shopping， 无可厚非。
During Christmas, we go shopping to get some stuff. It's okay.
我们彼此赠送礼物很好。
We exchange gifts. That's great.
我们在圣诞节的时候讲福音的信息，我们常常讲圣诞礼物是有出处来源的。
Well, during Christmas, we talk about gifts and we talk about Christmas gifts. There's a reason.
最早的圣诞，大家送礼物是互相提醒，耶稣基督是那最宝贵的、无价的礼物。
During early Christmas, in the ancient times, when we exchange Christmas gifts, is to remind us that the baby Jesus the most precious Christmas gift.
但是今天圣诞节被商业化了。
But nowadays the Christmas is commercialized.
我们还讲圣诞节也不只是为了假期和旅游。
Also, Christmas is not just for vacation and tourism.
圣诞的时候放假，这很好。
Well, we have vacation during Christmas. That's great.
我们有时候能够跟家人去团聚啊，去有远程的这个旅行都很好。
We can get together with families. We can have long trips. That's very great.
但是我们要提醒。
But we need to remember.
圣诞的季节不是单单只是说我放松一下。
Christmas is not only that we can relax.
有这个时间游山玩水而已。
We can use this time to travel to go tour.
啊。度假没有问题。
For vacation, it's okay.
但是大家能够想到，我们在永恒当中，我们真正的安息是在谁的里面
？But we need to remember our eternal rest. Where do we get that? In whom do we get that?
耶稣基督是我们真正的安息。
We have our eternal rest in Jesus Christ.
有人说，圣诞节不在12月25号。
Some people say Christmas is not on December 25th.
这个讲的是对的。
It is correct.
哎，圣诞节很可能不在12月25号。
Christmas very likely is not on Christmas December 25th.
虽然我也有认识牧师的朋友啊，他经过这个考察，他认为圣诞节就是在12月25号。
Some of my pastor friends they did the research and they think that Christmas is actually on December 25th.
在哪一天没有关系。
Which day is it on? It doesn't matter.
我们承认我们不敢确切的有一个一致的答案。
We admit that we cannot confidently say which day it is.
但是另一方面，我们知道耶稣降生这件事本身是确定的。
But on the other hand, we are very sure that Jesus Christ was born.
而且是记载在圣经里面的。
And it's written in the Bible.
啊，那么第二点，我们为什么要庆祝圣诞节呢？
Second point, why do we celebrate Christmas?
我们要高举基督，传讲福音。
We want to live out Christ and proclaim the gospel.
大家知道圣诞节是一个非常非常好的时候，我们邀请人来到教会里面来听主的福音。
Christmas is a great time to invite our friends to come to the church and listen to the gospel.
普世欢腾的季节。
It's the whole world is celebrating.
我们很自然的就讲到耶稣基督的救恩。
We naturally talk about the salvation from Jesus Christ.
你知道这个圣诞节快到的时候。
You know when Christmas is coming.
我家自己这个前院草坪这里。
In our front yard,
我们就摆上这个圣诞树的彩灯。
We put on the Christmas tree with lights.
还摆上一个 Nativity scene, 就是耶稣降生马槽的那个图画，也是彩灯的。
And we put on lighted Nativity scene.
你在平时你这样去做，别人是告你。
If you do that in other times, people will sue you.
啊，你在这传教。
You are trying to evangelize.
你说真的吗？
Is it true?
你知道今天在美国，有人在前院挂一个国旗，被人家告了。
You know, now in America, if you put an American flag in your front yard, you might be sued.
那就是现在我们所处这个国家的一个光景。
This is the situation of our country.
但是，一来到了圣诞节
，But once we are close to Christmas,
太好太好的传福音的机会了。
It's a very good opportunity to spread the gospel.
啊，那么除了前面这两点。
Besides the two points we mentioned,
第一个，基督降生确定了，圣经有清楚的记载，我们当然可以庆祝。
First one, the birth of Jesus is for certain. We can celebrate. It's in the Bible.
第二点，很好的机会跟我们的周围亲朋好友来传福音。
The second one is it's a good opportunity to celebrate, to evangelize to our friends.
第三点，有的时候容易忽略。
The third point sometimes we ignore.
在圣诞的季节，我们要效法基督，普世差传。
During Christmas, we need to follow Christ and in world missions.
圣诞节跟这个宣教有什么关系呢
？Christmas, how does it related to mission?
今年是这个十二月份，
This year, the month of December.
那我们教会这个讲道的系列主题叫基督宣教心。
The title of our series is the Mission Heart of Christ.
Yeah, 圣诞节的时候讲宣教。
So why do we talk about mission during Christmas?
我先给大家看这个词啊 ，Christmas.
Let me show you the word Christmas.
有人可能知道 Christmas 是怎么来的呢？它是两个字组成的，一个是 Christ， 还有一个是 Mass， M-A-S-S.
So Christmas is actually a combined word. It's a combined Christ plus Mass.
Christ 基督没有问题。
Christ is Jesus Christ.
那有人看到 Mass， 哦，我晓得这是天主教弥撒啊，天主徒叫望弥撒。
So when you see Mass, you might think of Catholic Mass.
但其实这个 Mass 呢，本来是一个拉丁文的一个词。
Mass originated from Latin.
那这个拉丁文原来这个 Mass 的这个意思啊
？The original meaning of the word Mass.
不是指的天主教的那个崇拜。
It's not the Catholic worship.
甚至今天如果是天主徒，他基本上把这个 Mass 弥撒等同于去领圣餐。
Sometimes Catholic equate Mass as Holy Communion.
Eucharist.
Eucharist.
Yeah. 但是实际上
，But in reality.
这个 Mass 这个词呢，这个拉丁文最早的意思是什么呢？是 dismissal.
The meaning of Mass is dismissal.
就是你们被解散了。
You are dismissed.
这个解散意思就是聚会结束了。
It means the meeting is over.
你们可以走了。
You can go.
这个 mass 本来的意思是这个。
That's the original meaning of mass.
所以刚才我们这个儿童要到主日学就 you are dismissed.
So when children can go to their Sunday school, we say you are dismissed.
那么这个 dismiss 不是普通的 dismiss， 大家注意。
This dismiss is not the usual dismiss.
在这个拉丁文本来有这么一个意思，这个意思就是。你被差派出去了。
In Latin, it means you are sent to go out.
那么再更进一步的，这个你被差派出去的，实际上就是指的是什么呢？宣教。
So when you send out to go out, it meant mission.
差传。
It's mission. You send out to spread the gospel.
这是这个 mass 本来的意思了。
It's the original meaning of mass.
因为我们在聚会当中，我们到最后有一个环节是什么环节
？So the last point of our meeting, what is it?
祝祷，对不对
？Is
benediction.
Benediction.
我们是奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名来领受神的祝福。
We receive benediction in the names of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
我知道有的人来聚会啊，很个别的情况，个别的情况。
I know some people come to worship.
来聚会呢，诗歌不好好唱。
They don't sing well. They don't sing the songs.
这个讲道听着听着就走神
儿。When they listening to the preaching, they probably fall asleep.
那来到聚会当中最重要的是什么呢？就最后我要领受神的祝福。
The most important thing for them is the benediction. They want to receive the blessing from God.
这个 benediction 确实是。我们要把神的祝福通过这样一个聚会能够传递给神的儿女。
So benediction is go through the worship and through the worship that we receive the blessings from God.
但是这个祝祷还有一层的意义。
But the benediction has another meaning.
大家看到这个 mass 吗？就是聚会结束了，现在你们要被差派了。
It's the meaning of the mass. Now the meeting is over. Now you are sent out.
离开的时候是带着使命离开的。
We carry the mission with us to go out from the meeting.
那么这个 Christmas 的意思我们晓得了。
Then we know the meaning of Christmas.
基督宣教心就已经在 Christmas 圣诞节这个词里面了。
So the heart of Christmas, the mission is the heart of Christmas. It's in the word of Christmas.
像很多的宣教差传机构，很多的宗派。
There are so many different denominations and mission organizations.
Organizations. 在这个圣诞节的时候，就来传讲宣教的信息。
During Christmas, they talk about the mission.
请大家为宣教士祷告。
Ask people to pray for the mission.
为宣教来奉献。
Donate for the mission.
我们曾经提过这个穆拉蒂圣诞奉献。
We talk about moon.
Latimoon, Christmas offering.
Christmas offering.
这个美南浸信会每年到十二月份就开始全国几万间的教会。
Southern Baptist Convention during Christmas, the thousands upon thousands of churches.
我为什么知道？因为我以前就是在美南浸信会的神学院，在美南浸信会的教会非常多年。
How do I know? Because I used to be in a seminary that belonged to Southern Baptist Convention.
那么我们就一起来为宣教，而且这个宣教是特别是什么呢 ？International mission， 国际宣教啊，海外宣教。
And we always come together.For the international mission.
美南浸信会还有一个国内宣道部，在美国本土职堂，这个奉献都不是给那个的。
Southern Baptist Convention has a national evangelical organization. Their donation is not for the international mission board.
It's not for the homeland mission, but for international mission.
It's not for the homeland mission.
专门的为国际宣教来奉献，你知道，每年就是圣诞节的时候，$1亿。
They especially for the overseas mission, they got about $1 billion American dollars.
$100 million.
$100 million.
就这个穆拉蒂这一位的宣教是拉蒂穆，是曾经到中国宣教，而且是把自己的生命奉献给宣教的一位姐妹。
Nadi Moon is a missionary sister. She went to China. She devoted all her life for mission.
那么我们教会今年的主题叫领人归主。
Our church theme this year is bring people to the Lord.
那么这样一个传福音的年度的主题，我们以宣教拆船来作为最后一个月的这样一个总结，最后这一年的总结。
The annual theme of the evangelism is concluded with the preaching on mission on the last month.
求神引导我们效法基督的宣教的榜样。After all, we are a mission church, are we?
最终我们还是宣教的教会，是吗？
对呀，我们就叫这个名字啊。
That's our name.
我们所做的不单单只是把我们自己的教会建造得更大、更强壮。
Our goal is not only build our church bigger and stronger.
我们当然要把我们周围的这些邻里、朋友、同事都带到主的面前来。
Of course, we want to bring our friends, our neighbors to Christ.
但是主建立教会也要把福音之传到地极。
But God Jesus established church, want to spread the gospel to the end of the earth.
基督的榜样，有人讲过一句话。
The example of Christ.
说天父只有一位独生爱子。
The Heavenly Father has only one.Begotten Son,
却把他差到这世上来做了一个宣教士。
But he sent him to this world as a missionary.
今天我们四个礼拜，今天是第二个礼拜，我们在不断的讲基督这样一个宣教的心肠。
We have four weeks in this month, and we are always talking about the missionary heart of Christ.
那我们来看一看路加福音。首先，我们看第四章十四、十五节是怎么讲的。
Let's look at Luke.Chapter 4:14-15.
那里讲到耶稣满有圣灵的能力回到加利利，他的名声就传遍了四方。他在各会堂里教训人，众人都称赞他。
Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. The news of him went out through all the surrounding regions, and he taught in their synagogue, being glorified by all.
那么，如果我们单单看路加福音的记载
，If we only look at the book of Luke，
我们会认为说这是耶稣在旷野当中受撒旦三次的试探。
We would think this is the Jesus after temptation in the wilderness, and he went back to the people Galilee.
那他这个受试探得胜以后，就直接回到加利利。
So after he was triumphant after the temptation, he went back to Galilee.
实际上，如果我们把四福音拿到一起来看的话
，But if we look at the four Gospels together,
这里所记载的是发生在耶稣第一次呼召门徒。
This actually happened when Jesus first called his disciples.
迦拿娶亲宴席。
The banquet, the wedding banquet at Cana.
洁净圣殿。
He cleaned the temple.
把福音传给那个撒玛利亚在井边那个妇人。
He told the lady at the well in Samaria about the good news.
他在加利利，在犹太，在撒玛利亚，这样已经走了一大圈。
He actually walked a big circle from Galilee, Samaria, a big trip.
那现在又回到了加利利。
Now he returned to Galilee.
耶稣的心意不是单单只是在一个地方。
the heart of Christ is not only in one place.
到底什么是宣教？
So what is missions?
有很多很多的宣教。
There's many different missions.
那我们呢？比较快的，我们来跟大家介绍分享。
Now, very quickly, introduce to you.
有文字宣教。
There are literature missions.
我曾经做过几年的这个文字宣教。
I did literature missions for many years.
而且是专门去做。
And that's the only thing I did.
现在有时候也写一点的文章。
Sometimes I still write some literature articles now.
我们现在的科技发展，我们在网络上做宣教。
Sometimes we can do internet missions.
我们有职场的宣教。
We have workplace missions.
我们有校园的宣教。
We have school campus missions.
在医院的宣教。
Hospital missions.
监狱里面宣教。
Jail missions.
广义说在本地传福音，有人说也是宣教。
Some people say local mission is part of mission.
还有现在很流行一种叫做散居宣教。
There's diaspora missions.
那所有这些可以都是算作宣教。
All these are part of missions.
但是大家注意，这个宣教还有一个特定意义的这样一种宣教。
But, remember, there's a special meaning of mission.
我们有的人很热心传福音。
Sometimes we are very good at spreading the gospel.
把这个邻里朋友请到家里面跟他们吃饭，然后跟他们谈福音。
We invite our neighbors to our home for dinner and then we talk to them about the gospel.
我们教会开布道会。
Our church has evangelical meeting.
请人来听福音。
We ask people to come.
在教会里面有福音性的小组查经。
We have gospel Bible study.
等等，所有这些都是传福音。也可以广义上算作本地的一个宣教。
All these can be part of local mission in general terms.
但是
，but
从这个宣教学的定义上面来说
，but from the mission study, the study of mission, we say
这些不属于特定意义上的宣教。
These are not part of the specific mission.
如果要是属于的话
，if it is，
我们十二月份这样一个主题实际上不需要再讲了。
We don't need to talk about this mission.
因为我们前十一个月都在讲。
Because the past 11 months we've been talking about mission.
但是为什么我们说讲到宣教是传福音的一个升华？
Why do we say mission is the next step for evangelism?
我们是把福音带到远方。
We want to bring the gospel to far away places.
这样一种特定意义的宣教。
This is a specific meaning of mission.
首先是要被教会差派出去。
First is sent out by the church.
不是为了建立本教会本地的事工。
It is not for this church's local ministry.
所以我们的这个职堂，这个是可以算是一种的宣教。
So building a church, a building for church is a specific mission.
一个教会把一群的弟兄姊妹差派出去到另外一个地方去建立教会。
A church send a group of brothers and sisters to another place to establish a church.
神若许可开路。
If God opens the door.
盼望我们 CCMC 这个 mission church.
We pray that our church CCMC.
就像我们所领受的意向，我们在许许多多地方，我们可以不断的建立很多的 CCMC 的 congregation.
Like the vision we receive, we can establish many, many CCMC at different places.
甚至不单在三角区。
Not only in triangle area.
甚至不单在北卡。
Not only in North Carolina.
甚至不单在美国。
Not only in North America.
我们能够把福音、把教会建立到远方。
We can spread the gospel to far away places.
那么这个宣教呢，又有两种，一种叫同文化宣教。
There are two different missions. One is intercultural missions.
这同文化宣教就是我到远方，但是是向我同文同种的同胞，我向他们传福音。
Intercultural missions meaning even I go to far away places, but I still spread the gospel to my own people. The same language, the same culture.
还有一种。
There's another one.
在今天我们华人教会当中。
Today in Chinese church.
少之又少。
We don't have many of this kind of mission.
叫做跨文化宣教。
It is the cross-culture missions.
我到远方去。
I go to faraway places.
我到一个不同的人群当中。
I go to a different population.
他们的语言、文化、风俗、习惯跟我都不同。
Their language, their culture, their custom is very different from mine.
我要学习他们的语言。
I'm going to learn their language.
住到他们中间。
I'll live among them.
把主的福音传给他们。
I'll spread the gospel, tell them the gospel of the Christ.
在他们中间建立这样一个种族为主的这样一个教会。
I'll establish a church among those people and establish a church for Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们华人至少是14亿啊。
Brothers and sisters, we have Chinese are
14 billion.
1.4 billion.
啊，那么这个基督徒不管怎么样统计啊，全球基督徒差不多应该有一亿。广义上说。
Global Chinese Christian should be about 100 million.
啊，但是在这差不多一亿的华人基督徒当中。
But among the 100 million Chinese Christians,
跨文化宣教士有多少？
How many cross-cultural missionaries do we have?
少得可怜，您知道吧？
It's almost zero.
我们中国人欠福音的债欠得太多了。
We all the debt of mission is a lot. The Chinese, we Chinese Christians, all the debt of mission a lot.
我绝不是说向我们的骨肉亲人同胞传福音不重要，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that it's not important to do mission among our Chinese.
而且这个华人的概念非常的宽广。There's a very broad sense of being Chinese.
Okay.
即使你在北美如果生活了几十年，你回到中国去也有点像跨文化了，因为这个反向的这个 culture shock 实在很大。
If you live in America for many years, if you go back to China, there's a big culture shock.
中国的南方和北方像两个民族一样。
People in northern China is very different from people in southern China. The culture is very different.
中国的城市和中国的乡村差别很大很大。
People in the culture in the city is very different from the culture in the rural area.
都可以说几乎是像跨文化一样。
It's almost like cross-culture missions.
但是同时。
But at the same time.
我们也应该在我们的心中放下这样一个负担。
But we need to have this burden.
在那个远方。
Go to faraway places.
跟我们很不一样的一些的人群。
People different from us.
那里有马其顿的呼声。
There's the calling from the Macedonian.
我们应当去还福音的债。
We need to pay back the debt of mission.
所以呢，我给大家讲一个故事。
I'll tell you a story.
啊，我才离开神学院到一个教会去服侍。
I finished my learning in the seminary, I went to a church to serve.
那时候还很年轻。
I was very young.
来到那个教会。
I came to this church.
我才知道。
Then I learned.
这个教会他们给我的这个谢礼金呢。
They pay me.
Honorarium.
Honorarium.
但不是从他们的这个一般基金里面出的。
It's not a general fund.
这好多年以前的事情了。
This is many years ago.
那个教会呢挺有钱的。
The church is pretty wealthy.
然后呢，弟兄姊妹奉献，他们的宣教基金里面也积攒了很大一笔钱。
And they have a lot of money in their missionary fund.
钱摆在那里却没有送出去支持宣教。
They have money in the fund, but they didn't use it to send missionary out.
后来正好这一个新神学生来了啊。
So this new student came to the church.
他们给我的这个谢礼金从宣教基金里面出。
So they gave me the honorarium from their missionary fund.
当我知道这件事情以后。
When I learned this.
礼拜天我在教会讲到。
When I preach in during the Sunday.
我很严肃地跟弟兄姊妹说。
I seriously told them.
我说感谢神。
I said I thank God.
既然教会给我的谢礼金是从宣教基金里面出的。
The honorarium for me from this church is from the missionary fund.
你注意，这是弟兄姊妹一分钱一块钱的奉献出去，是要支持普世宣教差传的。
You know this missionary fund is a dollar here, a dollar there that brother sister donated to support missionaries.
我说那我就只能够。用一个宣教士的标准来要求我自己。
So I can only ask myself as the standard of a missionary.
我就看自己把自己当一个宣教，是勉勉强强的。
Then I see myself as a missionary.
这些年，你说我是 church planter 没问题。
For the past years, if you say I'm a church planter, it's okay.
职堂。但是。即使那样，我都不敢说我是宣教士。
But even so, I don't dare to call myself a missionary.
在福音机构里面服侍。
To serve in a missionary organization.
我只能说，我用宣教士的标准要求我自己，我不敢说我是宣教士。
I can only say that I use the same standard as a missionary to ask myself, but I don't dare to say I am a missionary.
我们职堂直起来。
When we build the church.
我跟教会同工弟兄姊妹说，我们有一件事情必须得做。
I told the brother and sister in the church that one thing we need to do.
就是我们这个教会要做十一奉献。
That our church need to do tithing.
啊，不是，你教导弟兄姊妹个人做十一奉献，教会也要做，至少拿出十分之一来支持普世宣教。
So we teach brothers and sisters to do tithing. The church itself need to do tithing. We need to take out one tenth to do missionary.
这个钱送出去，给出去。
We give out the money to missionaries to support missionaries.
那么这个职堂刚开始呢，有高低起伏。
So when we just plan the church, we have a high and lows.
那教会这个财务紧张的时候。
When the budget is tight.
同工来找我了。
The coworker came to me.
说牧师啊。
He said, Pastor.
啊，我们现在教会这个财务紧张啊。
Our financial is pretty tight.
你这个谢礼金我都快拿不出来了。
We are tight even for your honorarium.
我们这个宣教10%还要做吗
？Well, we supposed to still give out one tenth to the missionaries.
我说必须得做。
I said we have to do it.
啊，如果不够，从我的谢礼金里面出。
If it's not enough, take from my honorarium.
我一分钱不拿没有关系。
Even if I don't get paid, it's okay.
支持宣教一分不能少。
We cannot cut the budget for the missionaries.
你知道在北美啊，这个基督徒啊，大家都是学问很高，脑袋很聪明啊。
You know, in America, all the Christians they have big brains, they are very smart.
然后就问了。
And then he asked.
为什么必须得是10%呢
？And he asked why has to be one tenth.
我回答很干脆啊。
My answer is clear.
我说不需要10%。
Don't have to. I answered. Don't have to be one tenth.
啊，干嘛非得10%呢
？Why has to be one tenth?
啊，11%、15%、20%都可以。来，咱们。
Okay. Well,
多给一点。
11% or 15%. It's okay. We can give more.
低了不行。
But it cannot be lower than 10%.
我们只应该做的更多。
We can only do more.
弟兄姊妹，你看到今天我没有饿死啊。
Brother and sister, you see that I did not starve to death today.
而且我可以告诉大家，我们在那样一个主要是学生那么一个人员流动极大的那样一个很小的城市，我们的职的堂，我们一直是超过10%支持奉献，而且我们经济上一直没有缺。
I can tell you that even though we were in a small church, I was just graduate from the seminaries, we still give one tenth to the missionaries, and we never starve to death, and we have more than we needed.
而当时呢，一开始，那么也有人问这个问题，都不了解啊。
In the beginning, some people ask because they don't understand.
就说你看，我们开布道会。
You see, we have evangelical meetings.
买圣经这些传福音的书籍给同学们。
We buy Bibles and evangelical materials.
啊，我们迎新等等这些。
We have welcoming party. All these
都是宣教嘛。
All these are mission work.
钱不够了，从宣教基金里面拿着很正常嘛。
We don't have enough money. We get money from the mission fund. It's natural.
我说好，那咱们这样吧。
I say okay, let's do this.
从那开始，一直到现在，我们在这个周报上，我们这个奉献报告10%，我们是超过的啊，超过的。我们的支持就不但叫宣教了，我们用了另外一个词。
So.From now on our bulletin for the missionary, we don't use the mission, we use another word.
我们说叫拆船 sent. You're dismissed.
We are using the word sent to spread the gospel.
普世拆船
World mission.
基督徒必须要有这样的心，弟兄姊妹。
A Christian has to have this heart.
教会要有这样的心。
Church has to have this mindset.
耶稣基督走遍犹太地、撒玛利亚、加利利。
Jesus Christ walked through Galilee, Samaria, everywhere.
不单只是在他自己的家乡。
He not only stay in his country, own hometown.
他向那些当时被拒绝的那些人，被人看不起那些人去传福音，撒玛利亚人。
He spread the gospel to those who were rejected at his times in Samaria.
好，我们继续来看这个宣教的使命。
Let's look continuously the mission of missions.
那么耶稣来到他的家乡拿撒勒。
Jesus came to Nazareth.
然后就照他平常的规矩进了会堂。
He went into the synagogue as he usually do.
然后就读圣经。
And he read the Bible.
哎，就读到先知以赛亚书当中我们刚才读过的这一段。
And he read the prophet Isaiah.
好，那我们仔细来思想这一段。
Let's think about this passage.
第一个他讲是照着耶稣平常的规矩进了会堂。
The first thing he talked about is as his custom was.
他不单是从小到大他是一个敬虔的人。
Jesus not only a devoted Christian since he was little.
从这里也能看到耶稣出来传道已经有一段时间了。
We can see that Jesus has came out and spread the gospel for a while.
不管走到哪里，到了安息日，他一定走到会堂里面来敬拜。
Doesn't matter where he go, where he was, he will go to the synagogue and worship.
不停止聚会，守十诫，守主的日子，安息日，在旧约当中。
He will not stop. Getting together with other Christians, and he obeyed the Ten Commandments, and he continued to worship.
让他读以赛亚书这一段的经文。
When he read the book of Isaiah.
首先那里讲到主的灵在我的身上。
It talk about the spirit of the Lord is upon me.
我们必须要晓得，我们宣教的能力是来自神。
We have to know that the ability to do mission is from God.
我们宣教的工作是倚靠圣灵。
We have to depend on God to do the mission, the Spirit to do.
圣经当中讲宣教讲的最清楚，《使徒行传》。
The in the Bible talk about mission the most clearly is in the book of Acts.
使徒们一次一次的宣教的旅程，保罗宣教旅程。
There are so many mission trips that Paul took.
我们教会明年主日学，我们要来学。使徒行传。
Next year, our Sunday school will talk about the book of Acts.
我们知道使徒行传又被叫做谁的行传
？We know the book of Acts also called whose Acts?
圣灵行传，我听到大家回答。
The act of the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以我们宣教是依靠圣灵的能力。主的灵在我的身上。
We do the mission is depend on the power of the Spirit.
啊。那么下面这段话
the next word, the sentence,
这里讲到说要差遣我去报告
it talk about he has anointed send me to preach
每一个传福音的人
everyone who spread the gospel
是一个蒙差遣的人
is the one who was sent
蒙了差遣传福音
we were sent to spread the gospel
蒙了先差遣去宣教
we were sent to do the mission
刚才我们说我们今天华人教会宣教士太少。
Earlier we talked about this too little missionaries in our Chinese church.
这里绝不是说神没有差派啊。
It is not God did not send us.
是神要差派很多很多的人出去。
God want to send a lot of people.
但是我们蒙了差遣，我们不去。
But there are people who were sent, received the sending, but they don't go.
罗马书十章十四到十五节。
Romans 10:14-15.
然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢
？How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed？
未曾听见他，怎能信他呢
？And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard？
没有传道的，怎能听见呢
？And how shall they hear without a preacher？
下面若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢
？And how shall they preach unless they are sent？
如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚踪何等佳美
！As is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good news.
你要到非洲去宣教，你到南美去宣教，你到亚洲去宣教，你到回教国家去宣教。
If go to Africa, you go to Asia, you go to Muslim country to do the mission.
Exactly. Yeah. 这些弟兄姊妹，你一定要有清楚的呼召，知道自己是奉差遣才能够去做。
If you do this, you have to have a clear calling. Know that you were called to do this missionary.
这是特殊的宣教，有特殊的使命。
These are specific mission and it has specific burden.
但是另一方面
，But on the other side.
你要知道，我们向周遭人传福音，每个人都已经奉了差遣。
We talked to our neighbors about the gospel. We are all sent.
等一下到最后我们就会讲到。
And at the end, we'll talk about this.
我们说这个月我们讲宣教。
We talk about mission in this month.
但并不是每个人最后走到宣教工厂上去啊。
But not everybody will go into mission field.
那我们怎么做？怎么回应这个信息
？How do we reply to this message?
等一下最后我们会讲。
We'll talk about this.
好，那下面这个很关键。
The next one is very crucial.
哎，这个使命传福音的对象是什么人
？So who is the object of the mission?
在这里，主耶稣在会堂里面站起来，打开以赛亚书，说：“贫穷的、被掳的、瞎眼的、受压制的。”
So when Jesus opened the book of Isaiah, he talked about the poor, the captive, the blind, the oppressed.
好，那我们这样一看
，So when we look at this,
好像是在讲社会福音。
It's talk about social evangelist.
今天社会有不公，有的人很穷，有的人很富有。
There's so many in equity in the society. There are people poor. There are some people very poor.
有的人受剥削压制。
Some people are oppressed.
那我们做基督徒，我们就怎么样呢？建立革命，打土豪分田地。
So what do we do as Christians? Do we do we revolt? Do revolution? Fight?
这个叫社会福音，叫革命福音、解放福音、解放神学。
This is called the social evangelism. Revolution evangelism
and liberty,
theology.
但是不是这样子的。
But it's not this way.
我们的信仰不是单单只是讲这些 social property, prosperity, 也不是讲 liberation.
Our gospel is not only talk about the social evangelism.
那我要请大家注意，耶稣这段话是从圣经哪里来呢
？So where did Jesus this sentence came from?
以赛亚书61:1-2。
Isaiah 61:1-2。
那我们就要看一下耶稣基督在以赛亚书61:1-2那里到底是怎么讲的
？So we need to look at Isaiah 61:1-2. What does it actually say?
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息。中文的翻译，大家注意，中文和合本的翻译，给谦卑的人。
So it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good things. In Chinese, says to the poor.
实际上，这个整个的以赛亚书61呢？
But the whole book of Isaiah 61.
我们稍微讲深一点哈。
We go a little bit deeper.
这个旧约的神学以赛亚书讲这个关于弥赛亚的预言非常的多。
The book of Isaiah talk a lot about the prophecy of Messiah.
那么到了这个以赛亚书已经马上要结束，到最后了，整章这里61都在讲弥赛亚的这个职任责任。
So at the end of this book, chapter 61 is talk about the responsibility, the duty of Messiah.
弥赛亚传什么信息
？What kind of message does Messiah teach?
是一个救恩的好消息。
It's a good news of salvation.
他来要做拯救的工作。
He came to rescue people.
你看61的第十节。
Look at 61:10.
因他以拯救衣给我穿上，以公义为袍给我披上。
For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness.
这里地方的这个拯救不是单单只是拯救以色列人从这样一个外族的入侵这个压迫当中被拯救出来。
So the salvation here is not only talk about the nation of Israel from the oppression of Rome or whatever country.
以公义为袍给我披上，这显然是把我们从这样一个罪的状态光景当中解救出来。
Cover me with a robe of righteousness. That means we are rescued from the sin.
所以这样一个传福音给穷人。
So this spread the gospel to the poor.
我要讲很清楚，我们做基督徒的应该去关心那些贫穷有需要的人。
I want to make it clear that we Christians need to care about those poor, those who are needy.
应该去帮助弱势的群体。
We're supposed to help those who are
vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
但是另一方面
，But on the other hand.
这个贫穷的人在以赛亚书61和合本这里叫做谦卑的人。
But the poor people is translated humble people in Chinese.
如果我们再看不清楚，给大家再看一处的经文。
Let's see another scripture.
马太福音5登山宝训。
Matthew chapter 5.
这个登山宝训啊 Sermon on the Mount 这个很多人都 很熟悉 啊那么登山宝训的第一福
So the first blessing on the Sermon on the Mount
是什么
What is it?
哎呀这是开卷考试啊虚心的人有福了
Blessed are the poor in spirit
那个我们姐妹直接把这个英文就讲出来了到底什么是虚心的人有福呢这谦卑我们刚才看到谦卑
What does it mean be, poor, blessed are the poor in spirit
那么在这个英文当中就直接说了是承认自己邻里贫穷的人
the English say it very clear is whoever admit they are poor in their spirit
要注意最可怜的贫穷还不是自己这个收入少一点
the worst poor is not lacking in your income
生活过得简朴甚至拮据一点
you are tight in your money for living.
最可怜最可怜的贫穷是灵里面心灵里面的这个贫穷。
The most pitiful poor is the poor in your spirit.
如果最可怜的贫穷就是钱少。
If the worst pitiful poor is lacking of money.
那你给他更多的钱。
Then you give them money.
你给他好的生活。
You give them good life.
他就应该得到满足了是吗
Then they will be satisfied.
我跟你说，我传福音这么多年。
Let me tell you, I talk about gospel so many years.
我看到太多很有钱的人。
I saw many, many wealthy people.
活得很痛苦。
They live a miserable life.
他们根本就不为这个金钱这些东西而满足。
They are not satisfied with the money they have.
所以我深深的知道。
So I know deeply.
在这里，主耶稣讲的这样一个贫穷的是指那个邻里贫穷的人。
The poor.People here is talking about those people poor in spirit.
下面一个哀痛的人有福了。
The next one, blessed are those who mourn.
因为他们必得安慰。
For they shall be comforted.
这里的哀痛也不是单单只是说我今天有点不开心。
The mourn here is not you are not happy today.
我今天呢有点这个 downcast 这个心情比较低落这样的哀痛，或者遇到什么难处了哀痛。
I have some problem today, so I feel depressed. I'm low in spirit.
这里的哀痛是为罪忧伤。
The mourn here is you are sad. You are saddened by the sin you committed.
他们必得安慰。
They shall be comforted.
所以宣教的使命到底是什么
？So what's the mission of missions?
我们不是去讲那些社会的福音。
We're not talk about the society, the gospel for the society.
更不是掀起所谓的社会革命。
We're not going to cause social revolution.
宣教使命的核心是拯救失丧的灵魂。
The core of the mission of missions is to save the lost souls.
我们基督徒应该做医疗宣教。
Christians need to do medical mission.
我们应该通过教育来宣教。
We need to do education mission.
哪里有了灾祸，我们首先要站出来去赈灾。
We need to do disaster relief.
台湾多年以前那个有一次大地震。
Many years ago in Taiwan, there's a big earthquake.
实际上是基督徒最早到那个边地方，到那里去做赈灾的工作。
Christians are the first ones who got there to help.
但是这个电视台的记者去一拍照的时候
When the TV station go and take pictures
都去拍那个慈济功德会
They all look at the
慈济这我还真不是英文怎么就台湾的那个 Buddhism 那个 organization
The Buddhist group got that first
在美国有地方这个红这个飓风 Hurricane 来了
In America there's a hurricane
我们基督徒最早的到那里
Christians are the first arrived there.
尼泊尔大地震。
The big earthquake in Nepal.
当地的宣教士和基督徒最早动员起来到那里做赈灾的工作。
The missionaries there and Christians are the first one who get there to help.
不单是最早到的。
It's not only they arrive first.
而且是最晚撤出来的。
They left the latest to help a lot.
这个赈灾的工作做得非常的扎实。
So the disaster relief we did a very good job.
基督徒要帮助弱势的群体。
We need to help the vulnerable groups.
有那些被拐卖的那些人口，妇女儿童。
Some kidnapped women and children. We need to help them.
前几年在国内，我们做那个艾滋病事工，艾滋病群体的这个工作。
Many years ago in China, they helped those people who had AIDS.
我到国内的那个艾滋病村。
I went to the village of AIDS.
不只去了一个两个，跑了好多县。
not only one or two, we've been to so many on a line.
啊，我们带着大米，带着油，进入到艾滋病人的家里面。
We brought the rice, we brought the oil, went to the home of those AIDS patients.
跟他们一起握手。
Shake hands with them.
甚至跟他们一起吃饭。
And we have meals with them.
那个艾滋病人非常的感动。
They are so touched.
因为在国内那些村子里面，他们也文化程度也不高，然后对这个得了艾滋病以后，当时就是看到一个就问他，你有没有病毒？
因为 in China, when in the village of AIDS, they are not very educated, so when they see a person, a patient, they will say, "Do you have the virus?"
十几年以前的时候，那个时候问有病毒，不是只说你有没有新冠病毒啊。
More than 10 years ago, when they will ask you whether you have virus, not the COVID virus, it's the AIDS virus.
那如果有病毒，你到我家里，村干部到我家，你到村干部家里面来，他说，站在院子里跟我讲话，不许进我家。
If you have the AIDS virus, if you go to the co-workers of the government, the worker will tell you, stay in the yard, talk to me, don't come into my house.
这是艾滋病人亲口跟我讲的。
This is from an AIDS patient told me.
当然也有的干部是不错，所以有郑州来的这个有的有一个处长啊，很关心这些的这个艾滋病人啊，帮他们看病啊等等，也有好的。
So of course they are good government workers, but they are very nice to the AIDS patients.
但是整体上这些弱势群体受到许多的歧视。
But overall the vulnerable groups are they are all treated badly.
但是他们看到我们很感动，他说你们从这些大城市来，从北京来，从美国来，你们来看望我们。
They, when the AIDS patients saw us, they are so touched. They say, you are from the big country, you are from America, you came here to visit us.
而且我们不是单单只是用口传福音，我们真的关心他们实际的需要。
We are not only tell them about the gospel, we actually care about their, the needs in their lives.
这是我们宣教必须要做的。
This is what we need to do in our mission work.
有这么一句话， people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
There's a saying that 人不管你现
不关心
不关心你关心多少，但是他们关心你到底对他们生活上关心多少。
就是人们直到知道你关心他多少，他才关心你知道多少。但是另一方面。
But on the other hand,
我们不是单单只是去做医疗。
Well, not only do medical mission.
不是单单只是做教育。
Not only do education.
我们中国近现代的这个文明发展。
China, the culture advancement.
很多最好的医院。
There are so many good hospitals.
很多最好的大学。
There are so many good colleges.
都是教会建立的。
Are built by Christians.
中国以前妇女是缠小脚的，对吧
？Long time ago, the woman in China has to bind their foot.
我的姥姥就是缠小脚，脚那么一点，三寸金莲。
My grandmother, her foot is only 3 inch long.
这是对人的摧残，对妇女的摧残。
This is abuse to women.
是西方宣教士到了中国说不能够这样去做。
And Western missionary went to China and said this is not right.
首先站出来呼吁要废除这些陋习。
Told them they have to abolish this custom.
宣教士穆拉蒂。
The missionary.
刚才我们提到的，到山东烟台的这个宣教士。
He went to 烟台山东。
他就是其中这样一位女宣教士，当时站出来呼吁。
And she's one of them that stand up and say we should abolish those custom.
但是同时，我们做所有这些社会上的工作。
But at the same time, when we do all this works in the society.
有一个极其重要的核心的目的和使命。
There's one major the mission, one core of the mission.
就是要把耶稣基督的福音带给这些有需要的人。
We want to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to these people.
我们教会每年我们送这个圣诞礼盒，通过撒玛利亚人事工送圣诞礼盒。
Every year we have Christmas shoe boxes to the Samaritan purse.
这个 Esther 告诉我们，去年送了76个，今年我们正好也送76个。
Last year we have 76, and this year just so happened we have 76.
就是单单我们凯瑞堂啊。
Just our Carey Church.
我们盼望明年我们能够送更多。
We hope we can send more next year.
那弟兄姊妹您知道我们这个圣诞礼盒里面我们放玩具呀、放这些的文具呀、等等这些铅笔橡皮毛巾牙膏所有这些东西放在里面以后
When we put all the things in the box, pencil, things they need, toothpaste.
送到撒玛利亚救援会以后他们有非常大的仓库有许许多多的弟兄姊妹到那里 volunteer.
When the box arrived at the Samaritan Purse, there are so many brothers and sisters helping.
啊，在帮助其中有一项的工作，就是要在每一个盒子里面都要摆一个福音单张。
They will put a gospel tract in every shoebox. 啊，
这叫画龙点睛啊！如果要是没有这个福音单张，我们所做的跟所有其他社会关怀、跟慈善组织没有差别了。
So, if we don't put the gospel tract in the box, it's not the things we do is not very different from other organization that help people.
以前我在神学院读书的时候
，When I was in the seminary.
那么有一次 chapel， 我们有一位讲员，他就是从这个美南基金会的 International 国际宣道部来的。
There's a speaker came. He was from the International
Mission Board. Yeah. 啊，那他就跟我们讲，那时候北朝鲜有大饥荒啊，现在又有饥荒。
He talked to us at that time, Northern Korea has a famine.
他说我们去支持送很多的面粉，通过这个教会的组织。
We send a lot of flour into the North Korea through the church organization.
但是我们送过去的面粉呢，我们都不是用大袋子。
But when we send the flour, we don't use big bags.
都是用比较小的小袋子。
We use small bags.
哎，然后呢，每一个小的袋子上面都印十字架。
And on every bag, we print the cross on the bag.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们是看到这个灾民，他们确实是需要这个食物、啊，我们要给他们。
We saw that people really need food, so we give them the food.
但我们是奉耶稣基督的名。
But we send through the name of Christ.
我们是盼望在那个封闭的国家里面，人们也能够听到福音，认识耶稣。
We hope that even though the country is closed, but they can know Christ and hear the gospel.
所以这个袋子上面一定要有十字架。
So there must be a cross on the bag.
如果你是用个大的袋子呢，送到北韩，然后北韩政府接收以后，把你个袋子撕掉扔了，然后再换别的袋子。
If you use a big bag, you send to North Korea, they open it up and they throw away the bag and use other bags, then you don't see the cross on the bag.
所以我们就用很多很小的这个袋子能够送到一家一家当中。
So we use a small bag with the cross and send to each family.
啊，然后呢，大概他们也比较穷，也没有那么多的袋子。
But because they are poor, they don't have that many bags.
这样能够更有效的。传扬福音。
So the bags effective sent to the people. So this is an effective way to spread the gospel.
这一位叫做戴德生哈森泰勒。
Hudson Taylor.
中国内地会的创办人。
Is the founder of Chinese
Inland Mission.
Inland Mission.
啊，那么内地会跟其他的当年到中国宣教组织不一样。
Inland Mission is different from other church missionary organization that send people to China.
他们是到中国的内地很多偏远贫穷的地方。
They go to the rural inland of China.
还有一点他们的 还有一点他们的宣教士，你看，就穿中国人的衣服，吃中国人的饭。
The missionaries wear Chinese clothes and eat Chinese meals.
那戴德生这位英国人。
This Hudson Taylor, English person.
他曾经讲过一句话。
He says something.
啊，他说我若有千磅银金，中国可以全数直取。
If I had £1,000, China should have it.
我若有千条生命，绝对不留下一条不给中国。
If I had 1,000 lives, China should have them.
不是中国，是为基督。
No, not China, but Christ.
这是戴德生所讲的。
James Hudson Taylor said that.
到中国的宣教的宣教士，如果您了解这个教会历史、宣教历史的话，宣教士有两条不同的路线。
If you know the history of mission into China, there are two ways to go to China.
戴德生所走的。
The way that Hudson Taylor went
是扎扎实实的到人群当中去建立教会、传扬福音。
He went into the group of people and live with them to spread the gospel.
李提摩太为代表另外一条路线。
There's another one, is Timothy way.
走这个文化的路线。
It's go through the culture route.
文化关怀，人文关怀。
It's pay attention to their culture and care for those people.
当然，单纯的就区分这两位的宣教是这样是有点简单了。
if you simply divide this, the route into two, these two ways,
只不过是做一个代表。
These are two symbols for different ways.
那么今天我们已经看到。
And now today we can see.
你扎扎实实的拯救一个又一个的灵魂。
When you go to the people and save souls one by one.
关心他们各方面的需要。
You care for their, all their lives.
但是最重要的是这个灵魂的需要，把这个生命能够得重生。
But the most important is the need for the soul. Bring them to Christ so they got a new life.
和另外一方面，我们只是在文化上去传，然后带来一些人变成是文化基督徒。
But the, on the other hand, you spread the gospel through culture, so you bring some people as cultural Christians.
这个果效是完全不一样的。
The result is totally different.
啊，扎扎实实的一个生命灵魂重生的是真的救了一个灵魂。
So the way you bring one per soul one by one to Christ is the solid way.
我们再给大家看一处的经文。
There's another scripture.
有一个女人拿着一玉瓶极宝贵的香膏来膏抹耶稣。
A woman came to Jesus having an alabaster flask of costly fragrant oil to anoint Christ.
那么门徒看到就很不高兴。
And the disciples are very not happy about it.
说何用这样枉费呢
？Why this waste?
这香膏可以卖许多的钱筹集穷人。
This fragrant oil can so much and give to the people.
耶稣看出他们意思说，为什么为难这女人呢？她在我身上所做的是件美事。
Jesus looked at the disciples and said, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me."
然后耶稣讲了一句话。
And then Jesus said something.
在今天社会文化当中，有点政治不正确。
In this society, it's not politically correct.
说因为你们常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。
For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always.
啊，耶稣这样讲好像有一点骄傲，对吧？至少有点骄傲吧。
When Jesus said this, it's like he's a little bit proud.
而且呢，你怎么这么没有爱心？你怎么不去关心穷人呢
？How come you don't have the love for the poor? How come you don't care for the poor?
你这讲这句话，前面讲这句话，何用这样枉费？是谁在讲
？Do you know who say why this waste?
谁在讲
？Who say that?
啊，犹大呀
，Jew，
啊，卖主的那个，贪财的那个，
嗯。
他是真正的关心穷人吗
？Is he really care about people？
哎，今天我们看到这个社会，我们从中国大陆来，我们这几十年，我们大家很多人知道啊。
When we look at the society we came from China for many years, we know.
那些真正说我们关心穷人的，都不关心穷人。
Those people say we care about poor people, they don't actually care.
但是耶稣，你看这个地方，他好像是不关心穷人，他真正是关心每一个灵魂。
When we look at this, it looked like Jesus doesn't care about people, but actually he really cares about everybody, all the souls.
耶稣为什么这么说
？Why did Jesus say this?
如果你真正明白救恩的宝贵
，If you know the precious gospel,
真正明白救主的这个超越和伟大
，If you know the transcendence of and the greatness of Christ.
你就晓得耶稣实在是有权柄，而且他应该这样讲了。
And you know that Jesus has the authority, and he should say this.
你给一个人，你给他一个面包。
If you give a person a bread,
让他一时吃饱。
Then he can be satisfied for one time.
他还会饿。
He will still hungry again.
他还会死。
He will still die.
但是如果你把耶稣生命的粮给了他
，If you give the bread of life to him,
他就永远不饿。
He will never hungry again.
永远不死。
He will never die.
这就是主耶稣在跟撒玛利亚妇人井边对话所讲的。
This is what Jesus told the Samaritan woman at the well.
我们再说。
Let's say it again.
绝不是不需要去关心穷人的实际的需要。
It's not that we don't care about the needs of the poor people.
这个社会各方面很多这些具体的问题议题。
There are so many problems in this society.
但是。
But.
你们不常有我，耶稣基督是我们最宝贵的。
But you do not have me always, and Jesus is the most precious thing we have.
这是今年夏天，这个春假的时候，我女儿老二去哥斯达黎加参加他们学校的一个短宣的照片。
So this is the during the summer that my second daughter went to Costa Rica for a mission from their church.
因为这他们是一个基督教的学校，所以他们就办这个学生的这个宣教的 trip.
It's a Christian church, so they have mission trips.
他们是到哥斯达黎加去帮那些贫穷的人去建房子。
They build houses for people, the poor people in Costa Rica.
我非常的感谢神。
I thank God for this.
那我也感谢神，我们教会有些弟兄姊妹也有奉献支持啊，因为他们学校让每个孩子要去做 fundraising。
I thank God that people in this church also supported her because the school want her to do fundraising for the trip.
然后我们家人我们也给她很多的这些的支持。
And family also supported her a lot.
那么他们都已经快出发了。
Just before they are leaving for the trip.
后来我就问我的孩子。
I asked my daughter.
我说学校有没有给你们这个短宣队做一个培训，怎么样去跟人讲福音？
Did the church give you training to how to spread the gospel?
不能光讲怎么去修房子，要讲怎么去讲福音。
You cannot only build a house. You need to know how to spread the gospel.
他说还没讲。
She said no, they haven't yet.
我就跟带队的老师联系。
So I talked to the teacher like leading the trip.
我说我来讲。
I told her that I can do this.
我因为我正好也在咱们教会里面讲嘛。
At that time, I was teaching that in our church.
后来我就真的是下那个有一次放学以后，把所有的短宣队队员留下来，我就给他们讲怎么样做这个个人布道。
So, one day after school, we gather all the people in the mission trip. I told them how to do personal evangelism.
让我从网上买了很多西班牙语和西班牙语英语双语的这个福音小册子。
So I ordered a lot of online the booklet of evangelism, both in Spanish and in English.
请这些孩子们带去跟周围的人来传福音。
So the students can bring them to the Costa Rica to spread the gospel.
这是昨天晚上。
This is last night.
我们教会的短宣队去 Greenville 啊，绿城或者叫绿村儿。
Short mission team went to Greenville.
啊，就开车离我们这里不到两个小时，一个小时四十分钟的地方。
It's about two hours, one hour, 40 minutes from this place.
去年感恩节我们教会的短宣队有去。
Last Thanksgiving, our short mission went there.
今年我们圣诞再一次去报佳音。
So this Christmas, our mission team go there to spread the good news.
左边那里有这个穿的红衣服的诗班，主要是我们德恩堂那边的诗班。
So the red people in red is from the choir from Durham Church.
然后也有我们三福的同工。
There are people from Tim.
这个三福evangelical explosion.
Evangelical explosion.
那么右边这个图这个照片我们大家很熟悉了，对不对？
So the picture on the right, you know who that is.
这是我们的小苹果姊妹。
Is
刘瑞姊妹。
刘瑞。
她做见证，她见证非常的感人。
Her testimony is very touching.
那么下面上来一个做见证的弟兄都擦着眼泪都哭了。
The next one after her was the tears was coming down when he's coming up to show his to say his testimony.
那个城市跟我们这里比起来，华人少很多。
There are much less Chinese people in that city.
你看到聚会的人可能也不是很多。
And the people in the meeting was not that many.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
到最后有两位，我呼召的时候有两位，而且还都是这个弟兄觉知信主。
And at the end, when I made the call, there are two brothers, two men, replied, and they are willing to accept Christ.
其中有一位是在当地那个大学 ECU 做了26年教授的一位华人。
One of them was professor in ECU for 26 years.
他是第一次来到这个华人团契。
It's his first time to this Christian fellowship.
举手举止。
He raised a hand and accept Christ.
吃饭的时候他一直在跟我聊。
We were talking during the dinner.
加了微信，昨天晚上回来很晚，我们还在微信上聊。
After we came back, we still talk over the WeChat.
这是他原话跟我说。
This is what he told me.
他说经过20多年的迷茫，我终于来到了主的怀抱。
He said that after 20 years searching around, I finally came to the Lord's arm.
感谢神，我心中有主了，哈利路亚。
Give thanks to the Lord, I have Lord in my heart, hallelujah.
他说，在过去这些年当中，他圣经收到过20多本。
In the past years he received about 20 copies of the Bible.
搁在那里从来不读。
He never read it.
但是从今天开始，他要被圣经的话语引导，要被圣经的话语建立。
Starting today, he is going to follow the words in the Bible and establish in the Bible words.
今年上半年，我们的三福团队，我们中间有好几位弟兄姊妹去 farewell 短宣。
In the early of this year, the evangelical explosion from our church went to
farewell.
Farewell.
要来的礼拜六，我们还会再去报佳音传。
The coming Saturday, we're going again to spread the gospel.
在那一次聚会当中，也是有几位慕道友信主。
In that meeting, a few people accept Christ.
有一位信主以后，现在因为他们没有主日崇拜，现在还常常到我们教会的网站上参加我们的主日敬拜。
Because they don't have a church, so some of the people accept Christ go online to join our worship.
就在刚才跟大家一起敬拜的时候，因为我敬拜的时候常常要到网上去，我们的 Zoom 敬拜也要去看一下，跟大家也是一起敬拜。
Sometimes I went online to see brother and sister online, and just before we came.
那位在 Greenville, 在 Fairville 新主的，他也上来我们德恩堂的网站。
The brother that accept Christ in Fairville, he was on the online Zoom.
这每一个生命的改变都是何等的真实。
The change of lives is true.
他不单自己生命被翻转，而且可以去影响多少的人、多少的学生、多少的同事朋友。
Not only his life is changed, the people around him are affected too.
这是我们要传的福音。
This is the gospel we are preaching.
我们来看救主的应许。
Let's see the promise of the Savior.
你们祈求就给你们。
You ask and it will be given to you.
寻找就寻见。
Seek and you will be found.
叩门就给你们开门。
Knock and you.It will be open to you.
耶稣也说到的祈求到底是什么？
So what are we seeking and asking?
他祈求的不是说只是金银财宝。
We're not seeking for gold or treasure.
不是面包，不是多穿一件衣服，漂亮一点的衣服。
It's not the bread or a good clothes.
这是马其顿的呼声。
This is the calling from the Macedonia.
今天有太多太多失丧的灵魂。
There are so many lost souls.
等着我们去拯救。
Waiting for us to.Spread the gospel to them.
太多的庄稼等着我们去收割。
There are so many crops ready for to be harvested.
使徒行传大家主日学会看到第十章讲到有一个人叫哥尼流。
In the 10th chapter of Acts, there's a person called Cornelius.
他很敬虔，很追求。
He's very pious and seeking.
敬拜神，而敬拜是独一的真神。
He worshipped God, the only true God.
他的祷告就蒙了神的悦纳。
His prayer was accepted by God.
天使跟他说，你的祷告和那酬祭达到神面前，已经蒙纪念了。
The angel told him that your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God.
那些灵里贫穷的人。
The poor in the spirit.
那些饥渴慕义的灵魂。
Those eager for righteousness.
神没有差遣天使去传福音。
God did not send angel to tell them the gospel.
神差遣你我。我们去传福音。
God sent us, you and me, to spread the gospel.
我们并不是每个人都能够走到地极。
Not every one of us can go to the end of the earth.
每个人都必须要走到宣教的工厂上去。
But every one of us need to go into the mission field.
但是我们至少可以从我们周遭开始。
But we can start with the people around us.
把人带到主的面前来。
Bring people to the Lord.
带到教会团契。
Bring people to the fellowship.
把这个好消息分享给他们。
Spread the good news to them.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，求主你提醒我们。
God, we pray that you will remind us.
在这个圣诞的佳节。
During this Christmas time.
你是唯一的原因。
You are the only reason.
让我们能够好好的传主的福音。
That we can spread the gospel of the Christmas.
也让我们的教会。
And our church.
在普世宣教差传上面能够更扎实的摆上。
We can give more in the world mission.
直到地极。
To the end of the earth.
迎接主再来的脚步。
To receive God's coming back again.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.